Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and today Maseches Megillah Daf Lamed the fourth Perek Bnei Yair. The Zichu Maseches Megillah program has been generally sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on number one. The Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph stated regarding the reading of Parsha Shkalim. Chal Yas Betoch HaShabbos Makdim HaShabbos Sha'avre. If Rosh Chodesh Adar came out during the week, the reading is done the previous week. The Gemara on Ardaf brings Malchokas regarding the following case. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yitzbe Erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar came out on Erev Shabbos, Rav says Makdimim, we advance the reading to the previous Shabbos. But Shmuel says Ma'achrim, we delay the reading to the Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh. Rav says we advance the reading because if it's delayed, Batzil Yom Shulchanos, the number of days between the Basin's proclamation about the Maksa Shekel and the money changer's arrival in the province is reduced. Rashi explains that Rav holds like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that 2 full weeks are necessary to teach the public about their obligation on the Maksa Shekel. Shmuel would answer that when Rosh Chodesh is Erev Shabbos, the 15th comes out on Erev Shabbos, which means that the money changers will not go out until Sunday. Therefore, it's better to delay the reading so there will not be an interruption between the reading of Parsha Shkalim and the reading of Parsha Zachor. The Gemara concludes that it's a machlokas tanaim. Pointing to the Mishnah state of Bishnia Zachor, on the second Shabbos of Adar, we read Parsha Zachor. The Gemara brings machlokas regarding when Parsha Zachor is read, when Purim Shechol Yitzbe Erev Shabbos. Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos. Rav said, Makdim Parsha Zachor. We advance the reading to the previous Shabbos, which should be the 8th of Adar. But Shmuel said, Ma'achrin, we delay the reading to Shabbos, which is the 15th. Rav holds we read the previous Shabbos, Kehege Delotik Demasiel Lezechira. So the observance of Purim does not precede its commemoration. Shmuel holds that we delay the reading to the following Shabbos would answer, Kevin de Eke Mukafim de Avdi Bechamisar, Asiya Vezechira Bahadi Adadi. Since the walled cities observe Purim the following Shabbos, the observance and commemoration happen at the same time. And pointing between the Mishnah Daf Chavtes Amnolov stated, B'chamishi is Chosin Rekasedron. On the fifth Shabbos of Adar, we resume the regular order. The Gemara asks, L'seder Mai, which order of the service was interrupted and is now resumed? Rabbi Ami said, L'seder Parshias Hu Choser. One resumes the regular reading of the weekly Parsha. According to Rabbi Ami, only the special readings were read on the four Shabbosim before Purim. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, L'seder Haftorah Hu Choser. One resumes the regular readings of the Haftorah. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the weekly Torah portions were read during the preceding 4 weeks, and the special readings were read as maftir. The Gemara unsuccessfully challenges Rabbi Yirmiyah's position. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph stated regarding the reading of Parsha Shkalim, Chal Yas Betoch HaShabbos Makdimin L'Shabbos Sha'avra. If Rosh Chodesh Adar came out during the week, the reading is done the previous week. The Gemara Adav brings a Malchus regarding the following case. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yos Be'erv Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar came out on Erev Shabbos, Rav says, Makdim, we advance the reading to the previous Shabbos, but Shmuel says, Ma'achrin, we delay the reading to the Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh. Rav says we advance the reading because if it's delayed, Batzil Yom Shulchanos, the number of days between the Basin's proclamation about the Maksa Shekel and the money changers arrive in the province is reduced. Rashi explains that Rav holds a Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that 2 full weeks are necessary to teach the public about their obligation on the Maksa Shekel. Shmuel would answer that when Rosh Chodesh is Erev Shabbos, the 15th comes out on Erev Shabbos, which means that the money changers will not go out until Sunday. Therefore, it's better to delay the reading so there will not be an interruption between the reading of Parsha Shkalim and the reading of Parsha Zachor. The Gemara concludes that it's a Malchokas Tanaim. Pointing to the Mishnah state of Bishnia Zachor, on the second Shabbos of Adar, we read Parsha Zachor. The Gemara brings Malchokas regarding when Parsha Zachor is read when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos. Rav said, Makdim Parsha Zachor, we advance the reading to the previous Shabbos, which would be the 8th of Adar, but Shmuel said, Ma'achrim, we delay the reading to Shabbos, which is the 15th. Rav holds that we read at the previous Shabbos, Ki Heket Lo'atik Demasiel Lezechira, so the observance of Purim does not precede its commemoration. Shmuel, who holds that we delay the reading to the following Shabbos, would answer, Kevin De'ekam Mukafin Da'avdi B'chamesar Asiya B'zechira B'hadi Adadi. Since the walled cities observe Purim, the following Shabbos, the observance and commemoration happen at the same time. And pointing with you, the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph stated, B'chamishi is Chosinu Kesedron. On the fifth Shabbos of Adar, we resume the regular order. The Gemara asks, L'seder Mai, which order the service was interrupted and is now resumed? Rabbi Ami said, L'seder Parshios Hu Choser. One resumes the regular reading of the weekly Parsha. According to Rabbi Ami, only the special readings were read on the four Shabbosim before Purim. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, L'seder Haftoros Hu Choser. One resumes the regular readings of the Haftorah. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the weekly Torah portions were read during the preceding 4 weeks, and the special readings were read as maftir. The Gemara unsuccessfully challenges Rabbi Yirmiyah's position. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Lamed, and our standard Simmon is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Yediyas Klolius Rebbe was trying to teach his confused Talmidim when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to when to read Parshas Zachor if Purim is Erev Shabbos. Couldn't wait to get back to the regular order of Parshios on the fifth Shabbos of Adar. Once again, in slow motion. The Yediyas Klolius Rebbe, that must be learned off Lamed, Melamed. The Yediyas Klolius Rebbe, who's trying to teach his confused Talmidim, when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, which reminds us, as a Malchok, when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Erev Shabbos. Rav says, Makdim, we advance the reading to the previous Shabbos, because if it's delayed, the number of days between the basin's proclamation about the Machzir Shekel and the money changer's arrival in the provinces is reduced. Shmuel says, Ma'achrim, we delay the reading to the Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh, because when Rosh Chodesh is Erev Shabbos, the 15th comes out as Erev Shabbos, which means that the money changers will not go out until Sunday. Therefore, it's better to delay the reading so there won't be an interruption between the reading of Parshas Shkalim and the reading of Parshas Zachor. So, the Yediyas Klolius Rebbe, who is trying to teach his confused Talmidim when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to when to read Parshas Zachor if Purim is Erev Shabbos, which reminds the Gemara brings some halachos regarding when Parshas Zachor is read when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos. Rav said, Makdim Parshas Zachor, we advance the reading to the previous Shabbos, which would be the 8th of Adar, so the Zechira comes before the Asiyah. But Shmuel says, Ma'achrim, delay the reading to Shabbos, which is the 15th. Since the walled cities observe Purim the following Shabbos, the Zechira and the Asiyah happen at the same time. So, the Yediyas Klolius Rebbe was trying to teach his confused Talmidim when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to when to read Parshas Zachor if Purim is Erev Shabbos, couldn't wait to get back to the regular order of Parshios on the fifth Shabbos of Adar, which reminds us that the Mishnah stated, B'chamishis chosin l'kesedron, on the fifth Shabbos of Adar, we resume the regular order. And the Gemara asks, which order of the service was interrupted that's now resumed? Rabbi Yami said, L'seder Parshios hu chozer, one resumes the regular reading of the weekly Parsha. According to Rabbi Yami, only the special readings were read on the fourth Shabbos and before Purim. Rabbi Yirmiya said, L'seder Haftaros hu chozer, one resumes the regular readings of the Haftorah. According to Rabbi Yirmiya, the weekly Torah portions were read during the preceding 4 weeks, and the special readings were read as maftir. So once again, the Yediyas Klolius Rebbe, who was trying to teach his confused Talmidim, when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to when to read Parshas Zachor if Purim is Erev Shabbos, couldn't wait to get back to the regular order of Parshios on the fifth Shabbos of Adar. All right, now it's time for our four blah back Chazara. Daf Chavav. So the Simdaf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers taking part in the military coup. That must be more than Daf Chavav. The soldiers taking part in the military coup, who surrounded the shul in the city to prevent its sale. Which reminds us, a shul can be sold to purchase an arum based on Malim Makosh Vomarin. We ascend in Kodesh matters, but we do not descend. But this only applies to a countryside shul. A shul belonging to the city may not be sold, since people from outside the city come to it. The residents of the city have no right to sell it because it belongs to the general public. So the soldiers taking part in the military coup, who surrounded the shul in the city to prevent its sale, stayed overnight for free in Yerushalayim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas whether Nischalki Yerushalayim was Shvatim, whether Yerushalayim was a portion of the Shvatim. After the Gemara brings a Braisa to support the view that it was a portion of the Shvatim, based on how the temple area was divided among the tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin, it brings up Raisa that supports the view that it was not a portion of the Shvatim, which states, one may not rent out houses in Yerushalayim if Nei She'en and Shalahan, because the houses are not theirs, but they belong to the greater public. Rather, they had to let the Oir HaGolim stay there for free. But Eliezer Bar Tzedek said, Aflomitos, they may also not rent out beds. So, the soldiers taking part in the military coup who surrounded the shul in the city to prevent its sale stayed overnight for free in Yerushalayim by hosts that live next to the town Geniza for Tashmishei Kedusha, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Tashmishei mitzvah nizrakin, objects used for doing a mitzvah such as a sukkah, luv, shofar, and tzitzis may be discarded since they do not have kedusha after their use. Tashmishei kedusha nignazim, but objects which are accessories to kadosh items such as sacks for sacred books, tefillin and mezuzahs, atik shel sefer Torah, and a case for tefillin and their straps must be put in a geniza. Daf Chav Zayin, so the simon Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The child who brought his kazoos, that must be one Daf Chav Zayin. The child who brought his kazoos with Torah emblems to shul, placing one on top of another, which reminds us, the question was asked, what's the law in regard to selling an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new one? Do we say that since one is not using the money to purchase something with more Kedusha, it's forbidden? Or do we say that since it's not possible to purchase something with more Kedusha other than a Sefer Torah, it's permitted? The Gemara attempts several answers, and the third answer brings a brisa that states, Menichin Sefer Torah al Gabi Torah. One may place a Sefer Torah on top of another Torah. So it says since it's permitted to place one Sefer Torah on top of another, it must be permitted as well to sell one Sefer Torah for another one. The Gemara rejects this proof, explaining that this case is different, since it may be permitted to do so because there was no other place to put the Sefer Torah. So the child who brought his kazoos with Torah emblems to shul, placing one on top of another, was surprised when his father told him the town sold him the shul so he could daven there privately. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, where Meir says that people in a town may not sell a public shul to an individual because they bring down its level of Kedusha. Nachami said to him, "Im ken af mi'ir gadol la'ir katana." If so, then it should not be permitted to sell a shul from a large city to a small city. So the child who brought his kazoos with Torah emblems to shul, placing one on top of another, was surprised when his father told him the town sold him the shul so he could daven there privately, and threw in 300 barrels of wine with a note he should be zocheh to live long and enjoy his son's kazooing. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zaka explained to his Talmudim that one of the reasons he was zocheh to a long life was Lo bitalti kiddush hayom. I never neglected to say kiddush on Shabbos day over wine. He shared that one time he did not have enough money to buy wine, and his elderly mother sold the veil she would wear on her head to buy the wine for kiddush. When she died, she left him a Yerusha of 300 barrels of wine. And when Rabbi Zaka passed away, he left his children 3,000 barrels of wine. Daf Chav Ches. So the Simur Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Ches. The strong man wearing his Don't Be Mad, Be a Calm Dad shirt, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera shared with his Talmidim all the reasons why he was Zocha to live a long life, one of them being that he never showed anger in his house. So the strong man wearing his Don't Be Mad, Be a Calm Dad shirt, who went into the shul to call out his teenage son who dented his car, which reminds the Gemara discuss what a person should do if he needs to call someone out of shul, being that one's not permitted to enter a shul except to learn Torah and Daven, the person should sit down and learn. So the strong man wearing his Don't Be Mad, Be a Calm Dad shirt, who went into the shul to call out his teenage son who dented his car, sat down first and learned two halachas. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Tana de Beliyahu that kol shon halachos muvtachlo shehu ben olam haba. Whoever learns halachos is assured that he's destined for olam haba. As it says in the pasuk, halichos olam lo, the ways of the world are his. Al tikri halichos el halachos. Don't read halichos, ways, but halachos. Dav chav tes. So the simur dav chav tes is a cot. So here goes. The thousands of people were mavatal Talmud Torah to escort the deceased on the chacham carried out on a cot. Cot? That must mean we're in dav chav tes. The thousands of people were mavatal Talmud Torah to escort the deceased on the chacham carried out on a cot. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice, were mavatal Talmud Torah to carry the dead out to burial and for Haknas's Kala, unless there are a sufficient number of people. The Gemara brings a number of opinions of what's regarded as a sufficient number to escort a deceased Talmud Chacham, one being that it's 12,000 men and 6,000 men with chauffeurs for a total of 18,000 people. So the thousands of people were mavatal Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot, were astonished when the shul down the street started to fly towards the Eretz Yisrael. Which reminds us, the pasuk states, what Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel regarding the Galus, V'yilehem l'mikdash mat, I have been for them a miniature mikdash. And Rabbi Yitzhak said, Elu bat kenesius and bat midrashim shebabavel. This refers to the shuls in bat midrashim in Bavel. Rabbi Elazar Kapper said that in the future, the shuls in bat midrashim of Bavel will be set in Eretz Yisrael. So the thousands of people mavatal Talmud Torah to escort the deceased Talmud Chacham carried out on a cot were astonished when the shul down the street started to fly towards Eretz Yisrael, just as that zebra was in the middle of reading Parsha Shkalim. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shekhal Yisbe Shabbos, Korin Be Parsha Shkalim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos, we read the Parsha of Shkalim. Rashi explains that it was read to announce to the people that they should bring their Shkalim in Adar in order that the offerings were brought in Nisan from the new donations. Rav said Parsha Shkalim is the Parsha that deals with the Tamid of Musaf offerings, and Shmuel said it's the Parsha discussing the Maksa Shekel that begins, Kisisa, when you count. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.